the more I speak. The more I speak of love, the further I remove myself from its power of purification. The more I think about love, the more distracted I am from the divine nature of my own soul spirit. The more I seek enlightenment, the more successfully I am obstructed by my own self-deceptions. The harder I work at my performance in life, the greater I find the boulders of resistance and the barricades of illusory fears. The more I want peace and light, the stronger my capacity to deny its existence within me. The more I design my own actions and activities as important ways of expressing myself, the fainter my awareness of listening with inner stillness as a greater achievement. The more I look to find understanding of the past and a future of goodness, the more I inflate my egocentric pride. The more I concern myself with the dreams in others' lives, the more I become distracted by that quality of entertainment found in spoken human communication. The more my mind feeds my emotions with judgments and expectations, the greater my separation from my own original divine nature. The more I seek freedom, the more restricted I am by the boundaries that channel my thoughts and dull my awareness of higher consciousness. The more connected I am to my own needs, the greater my separation from the supreme source of infinite love. For I, like a thorn, have a contrasting ignorance and conceptual opposition to the blessings of the summer rose.